On this episode of On.net, we're going to cover all things .NET Conf with
Beth Massey.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of On.net. I am not Richard Lander. I'm Golnaz Alabegi. And today we're here with Beth Massey.
Hey, Golnaz, it's great to have you, interviewing me.
Right? We wanted to have the women who actually produce .NET Conf talking about .NET Conf.
Exactly. And I mean, we are behind the scenes of this entire show, right? Yeah. So we wanted to get on .NET here and give you guys a little sneak peek of what we're planning.
So let's start at the beginning. What year are we on right now for .NET Conf? How many years have we done this?
Well, I've done it. This will be my fourth one. But it started in the community. It started at ASP.NET Conf. Mm-hmm. I think it started even like outside of Microsoft, right? So I think it's, I don't know, like 15 years maybe?
Wow.
I really don't know because I wasn't around that long.
Like, but it was so successful that you guys are just doubling down on it.
So actually, once it came into Microsoft, Microsoft started funding it basically to make it bigger. So they used to just be kind of like the community stand-ups. If you guys watch those, or it's kind of like those look really nice these days. But they used to look like kind of like call in, dial in, and everybody's kind of on the phone video conference. It used to kind of be like that format.
Wow.
I think marketing took it over before I joined marketing. Okay. So David Salgado, my predecessor, ran the show for a couple years. And so we ended up using the studio at that point and bringing it in like much higher production value.
Yeah.
You know, it just looks better.
Yeah,
it's executed much better. It's a little bit,
we
also have a
care.
Lot more viewers as well now. Mm-hmm. So it really got a huge following. And so this will be my fourth one, .NET Conf 2019. It's going to be September 23rd. We're launching .NET Core 3.0 at the event this year. So that's kind of new. That's actually great. We always do it in September now. I mean, we were doing it in June for a while, and we started doing it in September. I think the last 2 years were in September.
So is this the first time it's an event coinciding with a launch?
With a launch, exactly. Whoa. Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, and so we announced at Build, we announced the roadmap for .NET Core, like releases. And so we will release now every year. So starting next year, we'll release .NET 5 in November. So we'll start doing .NET Core 3.0 here. At September 23rd, 3.1 will be at Ignite in November, and from then on we'll release every year in November. So
perfect.
We're starting to work out our schedule so we must have a much more predictable schedule, which means I can have a much more predictable launch.
Nice. So what's going on for 2019?
So by the way, it says 34 days, 18 hours. We're recording this show, so by the time you watch it, it'll be even sooner. So please save the date on that. So September 23rd. We've got subscribe to notifications, by the way, right here, and we'll let you know when everything's happening. We actually have a lot of sponsors already. We're getting more every day, so we have a lot of sponsors this year, much more than we had last year. We've got a couple new things this year, so I'm going to high-level agenda. Here's the thing. We are still selecting content right now. And the reason is because this year we're going to do 30-minute sessions, okay? So the first 2 days, we broadcast right here with the product teams and Microsoft folks in studio. We're going to have 30-minute sessions, though, so we'll be bouncing them back a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 24 hours of the conference is, like, community members that submit in their local time zones all around the world. So we go in the back studio back there and pull an all-nighter.
Yeah.
But because we are doing 30-minute slots instead of hour slots this year, we have, like, double the content.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of great session submissions.
I mean, this is all data-driven decision-making. We have seen where people drop off, and so we've noticed that 20-minute, 25 minutes is, like, perfect amount of time to sell the message and the story. And so it's great that you guys are adjusting for that.
Well, yeah, and there's just so much stuff to talk about.
And there's so much stuff,
You know, I mean, like, for instance, like, just in the .NET Core release, you've got new C# 8, right? We're doing gRPC, Blazor. We've got WPF and WinForm support. We've got new Xamarin stuff, ML.NET, ASP.NET, EF Core. I mean, we also have VS and VS for Mac updates that are going to coincide at the same time.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Azure to talk about with this. So. I think what we're going to do, so we'll announce this, the agenda probably next week. We're still working some of these things out. I honestly still try to get some product team people to come, you know, hey, we want to
use it. It's not a hard sell.
It's not a hard sell once they know what we're doing. Yeah. But some of the things that are new this year is we're going to have two code parties. So we have these virtual attendee parties, like they run on Twitch and Mixer after the day here, that our sponsors, you answer trivia questions and they give out prizes online. We're going to do two of those. One's going to be after the first day here at 5 p.m. local time, Pacific time. We're also going to throw one at 4 a.m. Pacific time, mm-hmm. so that it will capture, you know, some other time zones so they can join in the party. What's going to be interesting is we're doing this experiment with our sponsors this year. We're going to do a technical treasure hunt. So each of our sponsors is going to give a URL and a clue. A technical challenge, basically. You got to figure out the answer. So if you want to play, you'll just need to get an account either on Mixer or Twitch, and you'll whisper your answers to those bots there, mm-hmm. and they'll record your answers and tell you whether or not you got it right.
Wow.
And that will get you an entry into, like, win a grand prize. We're still figuring out what that grand prize will be, but it will be big. It will be monetarily worth a lot of money, and our sponsors are fulfilling the prizes and all that stuff. So it should be kind of fun. It could either work out really well and be completely fun or total mess.
Super interactive. On top of that, you're going to have, you know, Q&A as usual and
as
conversation
usual.
Chats and have moderators managing all that.
So. Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about Q&A format changing a little bit this year. We want to take questions on Twitter this mm-hmm. year, use tag board in here. And I just asked Hanselman if he wants to do the Q&A hosting.
Oh yeah, hold up
like
the
that.
Questions up for people.
We either have Hanselman or we'll have Seth or we'll get somebody like good.
So this event is for the audience, the viewers. You guys have questions, definitely be tuned in and answer, and then, you know, win some prizes along the way just for fun.
Right. I mean, just follow the hashtag, you know, hashtag dotnetconf. You'll be all up to date with what's going on. So you should see a lot more, I think, social posts and stuff like that now that we're coming in T-minus, you know, month now.
Yeah.
So you'll start seeing, you know, some Visual Studio and .NET
And the
posts.
Favorite question, will everything be on demand?
Of course everything will be on demand.
Yeah.
You know, Visual Studio channel, I think we were talking about that,
Visual Studio YouTube channel, and then on Channel 9 itself as its own event page.
Exactly.
Everything will be, on demand. The stuff happening on the Twitch on day three, on the Mixer, so don't worry. If you miss it, don't worry, we got you, but try to be there live.
Try to be there because you could win some prizes. You can't win prizes after the conference is over.
Are you doing what you did last year? Was it community-run events where everyone's tuning in? Parties, what are they called?
Yeah, so we got the local events already. Nice. I just checked, 98 right now signed up, which I think over 30 of them are the day of. So, you know, it's not just about being in your own home watching this online. Go check out this map. Go to .netconf.net, local events. Join your fellow, you know, community and watch the event together.
Yeah, and tweet out some pictures too, and we'll share those.
Yeah, absolutely. Tweet out some pictures. Definitely share them with the tag board now. That should be easier, actually. It'll be fun, right?
Super fun.
I know. I'm, like, super excited, actually. So we also have, like, a little bit different format for the keynote. We're not going to pre-record the keynote or anything like that. It's still going to be live. But we typically do Scott Hunter, Miguel DeCaza, and Mads Torgerson, right? Those three guys. The three main .NET dudes kind of cover all of the topics. This year, we're going to try a little bit different. We're going to do kind of more of a parade. It's going to be a lot of the PMs that are responsible for each of those features are going to come through and show off. So we're going to have a rolling set of people, just so you know.
Oh,
this is news to her right here. By the way.
More seats is what I'm
More seats. So Scott Hunter will kind of still be like the main anchor, right, point. But we'll have more people kind of coming
That's
in
so
and
fun.
Out.
Great.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Anything else?
Yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, we just got to get this, get through the content and get it up on the site. So, so keep an eye out for that probably next week.
Nice. Follow hashtag .netconf.
Yep. Save the date.
Save the date. We'll see you then. Hot stuff!